Welcome to Marketing for Founders. I'm Adam Shaw. Each episode, I'll go into a deep dive of tactics that'll get you leads without spending a ton of time or a ton of money. If you think this is helpful for you, go ahead and subscribe. And if you like what you hear, leave a five-star review. If you're ready to go, let's dive right in. Welcome back to the Marketing for Founders podcast. Today, we're going to walk step-by-step through how to get B2B leads on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is the first place most B2B SaaS founders go to promote their product, and for good reason. It's where most of their buyers are almost all the time. However, they almost always fuck it up. Their number one mistake, all they do is post and make completely random connections with people that they think look interesting. It's way too passive. I generate 7 to 10 leads per week on LinkedIn with just two accounts, mine and my sales director's. And I boiled it down here today into just 5 steps. Step one is to create a simple lead magnet. I talk about this a lot in my podcast, and we're going to get into a little bit more about creating a lead magnet in the next episode. But just like in the Reddit one, you need something other than a demo and a sales call to engage your leads. A great lead magnet is really specific. It's calling out an important problem and giving you a signal that the person might be a buyer. For example, if you're listening to this podcast, you need bootstrapped SaaS marketing help. So I know that you could be a good fit for Marketing for Founders. A couple other good lead magnets are in-depth guides, live webinars, and office hours, as well as newsletters. I tend to recommend starting off with a combo of newsletter landing pages and an office hours. They're really easy to stand up. You actually don't have to make any real content except for a very small landing page. Actually, go and check out how easy it is on my website, www.marketingforfounders.com/newsletter. It's very simple. Second, you want to build an audience list. Really important here to make a really focused audience list. On LinkedIn, you can only request 100 to 150 connections per week and send about 50 in mail messages. So you need to spend a lot of time narrowing down your audience. For this, I recommend paying for Sales Navigator. Wasting those connections is going to waste a ton of time and potentially a ton of money. So the $75 to $100 a month that Sales Navigator costs is more than worth it. I'll drop a link down below in the description for a video showing you step-by-step how to use Sales Navigator. But I want you to think about narrowing your list across 7 different categories. The geography you're trying to hit, the company size, the industry the company's working in, and then the job title, seniority, years in role, and finally, the years at a company for your buyers. These 7 things are going to give you a really good view into who you should be talking to. Also, it's really important that you filter out by people who are posting on LinkedIn within the last 30 days. It's under the recent updates section. There's changed jobs, posted on LinkedIn, and mentioned in the news. Make sure post on LinkedIn is clicked there. Again, you don't want to waste a ton of time and a ton of money sending connection requests to LinkedIn accounts that are almost completely dormant. I recommend whittling your list down to just 300 people to start. Again, really specific. You can address their needs much easier in your messaging. So if you're still above 300 people after you've narrowed it down to all these things, start using some keywords in the keyword search section and see what comes out. For me, finding software founders is way too broad. And when I do all of these other filters, I end up with several thousand software founders. So for me, I type in keywords like B2B or manufacturing or something along those lines so that I know that I'm hitting my niche founders that I want to get to work with us at Marketing for Founders. Third, you want to write a message template, something really simple. Mine goes like this. Hi, I started a newsletter for founders who want real, actual marketing help. Thought you might get some value out of it to start 2024 off strong. Check it out. Then I include a link. I also say, I'm also hosting a marketing office hours for B2B SaaS founders at the end of the month. Here's the link. Will I see you there? I send that after someone accepts my connection request every single time. It works great. I get them to respond to the question of see you there. And then if they respond positively, I offer them a free office hours on Marketing for Founders if they go through a sales call. Now you're ready to send your connection requests. Send about 20 per day. That should get you through all of your connection requests by the end of the week. Executing on this is actually pretty easy. You've already done all the hard work. You have the message. You have the list. Just scroll through the list on Sales Navigator and start clicking connect. As they accept them, send that message template that you just wrote. Eventually, you're going to want to automate this. It takes a ton of time. It's kind of annoying and it's a little tedious. There are tons of LinkedIn automation tools. I'm not going to get into them here, but you'll want one that doesn't get you restricted or banned. If you have any questions about which LinkedIn automation tools are going to work for you, email me in the email address in the description below, adam@marketingforfounders.com. Fifth, and the last part of LinkedIn messaging is getting your engaged connections to schedule a demo. For me, an engaged connection is anybody who reacts positively to my newsletter or says that they're going to come to my free office hours. What I like to do is just simply say, hey, if you need extra step-by-step help, I'd love to show you Marketing for Founders. I think it would be perfect for you. I'll give them my contact info or my calendar link, and they can book from there. Now that you've got the overview, we're going to dig into some commonly asked questions.
So you said specifically as we're looking at sending out messages through LinkedIn that we want to filter down by those that have been active in the past 30 days. When you say active, does that mean that people have been on the platform or just people that have been posting on the platform?
It's just people who have been posting on the platform. It's really not an absolute end all with people who are active, but it's good enough to make sure that you're not wasting, you know, your connection requests on people who are totally inactive.
So what about if in my industry, there aren't people that are posting a lot at all? I know for some industries, there's just not a lot of people that post on LinkedIn. Would you recommend still using that filtering criteria or focusing more on just the right fit kind of people?
Yeah, at that point, it's just kind of the right fit people. A lot of folks on there still do lurk. Another way is to look at the job change toggle, because that is going to be people who are active. They don't post, but tons of people who don't post do document their job descriptions when that does happen.
And then again, I mean, as I'm thinking through just the messages that are being sent, like, is there any kind of a good template that you would recommend of like, how do I make sure that I'm not just functioning as a cold email, but making sure that I have the right problem that I solve? Or what do you recommend from a templated out perspective?
Yeah, so I have a template. It's got three sections. One is a very specific explanation of what I'm just sending them. So for me, it goes like this. I started a newsletter for founders who want real, actionable marketing help. Step two is the call to action. Check it out and then add the link in. And step three is just kind of clarify something, try to get them to respond other than just clicking. So let me know what you think. How do you feel about this? Is this helpful to you? Something to get them to respond.
So again, you're outlining that there's a link that you're sending them. Like, do you have any recommendations on what kinds of content you're sending to people to?
Yeah, I send a lot of different types of content, but mostly newsletter and office hours. My next podcast, I'm going to get into the details of how to make a $10,000 a month lead magnet for your startup. Thank you for listening to Marketing for Founders. I hope you got a ton of value out of it. If you want more great content like this, go to marketingforfounders.com/newsletter and subscribe. You'll get this kind of content directly in your inbox every single week. We'll see you in the next episode.